Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Figgy, let's hit him big time.
Houston. Let's get in the loop.
Oh, the jokes are coming fast and furious every time y'all talk about this guy.
With Landry Locker.
Landry, I mean, you're going to be in midday forever now.
And John Lopez.
On occasion, Lopez makes a statement that's so ludicrous, it makes me pick my phone up and call you guys.
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader.
Your champ, 610.
Sports Radio 610.
Danielle Hunter was offered more money by the Indianapolis Colts. This is according to Stephen Holder of ESPN. Colts haven't spent a lot of money in free agency. They haven't been as aggressive as many thought potentially they would. However, they did try to get Danielle Hunter. They offered him more money than the Texans. But ultimately, he chose the Houston Texans. Now, there's a lot of elements to this. You can talk about the hometown thing, all that. But this is a prime example of perhaps the Texans tax being gone. We talked about last year, the year before, that if the Texans wanted to get free agents, they were going to have to pay more than anyone else. At the very least, again, could be a rare exception because of all the other factors, but the Texans tax could be dead, which is huge.
Enormous. I don't think it could be. I mean, yes, in this particular case, maybe the tiebreaker was coming home, but I don't think that's necessarily like the norm. I think people just want to play here in general, and D'Amico talked about it this week. So I think this is nothing but good news, and it's just the beginning because as they continue to grow, it's just going to get more so that way. I mean, that every successful team has experienced that. The Texans are no exception.
You sleeping on the Colts? You sleeping on the Jags at all?
If I had to like rank the teams that scare me in the division, I don't know if I'd put the Colts ahead of Jacksonville because they've made some noise in free agency, but I wouldn't, maybe a tie, because of the unknown. Like we know what Jacksonville is. The only unknown is what these new pieces are going to do for them. The unknown is a huge one for Indy, with the quarterback position. Like that's the
only team I'm sleeping on is the Titans.
Yes. I
they have no identity.
Yeah.
They have no identity.
I don't think they have direction.
They're a restaurant that sells Mexican food, Chinese food, cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
Barbecue,
everything. they are basically sushi. The Titans are a restaurant that sells everything.
Yeah.
And doesn't do much well.
That's direction. We've had our experience with a lack of direction, in this organization, or just kind of spitballing throwing stuff up against the wall. That's what the Titans are doing, man. Like, they're just like, well, let's see if this sticks. Let's see how this works out. Go ahead and spend that money. You know, I am.
Have the Texans been that bad, though? Because I felt like, I mean, when they was spending money, they did have a quarterback, somebody like Deshaun or something. But
they weren't spending it well.
Yeah, yeah. They weren't spending it well. Yeah.
But I don't feel like they, I felt like it was pretty clear when the Texans were in a rebuild what they were doing.
No,
for better or worse. Yeah, yeah. It was,
we don't even know if they have a quarterback, man.
Yeah, and they're spending money like they're a move away.
The Titans should be doing what Nick Caserio did 2 years ago and 3 years ago. They should be, but they're not. But see, that's what I'm saying. Like, maybe the Texans did it in a different way, Figgy, but it's still a lack of direction, like a philosophy, a vision. And I know these words are thrown around a lot, but like Nick Caserio, you can say what you want back in the day, but I think everybody in this room could see like his vision, like what he was really trying to aim at. I don't know what the hell the Titans are aiming at. I'm like, nothing.
I mean, if Will Levis is good, then we'll eat our words.
Of course.
Like, if Will Levis is really good, we'll eat our words. Perhaps. I mean, I don't know how good Snead is. I mean, they're talking about him like he's a top five corner. I didn't think that.
Yeah.
I know he made some big plays last year. He had a good opportunity to make some good plays on a hell of a team.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know about that. Calvin Ridley at 30, you can have that.
That's what I'm saying.
You can have that.
Yeah.
That's how good.
They're all over the place. And Amy Adams Strunk, we heard from her yesterday. She's like, well, I didn't know what we were going to spend. Come on. Like, she knew that they were going to spend money. That they have conversations every day.
Well, the other thing is, if you're going to be this aggressive, why do you get rid of Mike Vrabel? Why can you not just let him do what he wants to do?
Yeah, give him those tools.
Yeah, let him go out.
That would have been a little more scarier if he was still the head coach and he was doing this.
Absolutely right. I think Callahan's a good offensive mind, but it's unproven.
We'll see.
Yeah, it's unproven.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know what the hell the Texans were doing when they trotted out those models to show us the uniforms. We then had the picture leak.
Mm-hmm.
That guy, by the way, is a legend.
He is.
The Texans uniform model.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Apparently, Hannah McNair had some thoughts on the model as well. This was Hannah and Cal. You'll hear the full conversation that Hannah and Cal had with the media types coming up in less than an hour. But this was Hannah weighing in on the, I would say, the star of the offseason, in my opinion. Danielle Hunter, no disrespect.
He is, isn't he?
Joe Mixon, no disrespect. The leaked model is the man. Here's Hannah McNair and Cal McNair talking about the uniform leak that was a couple of weeks ago.
Last week when you find out that somebody's jumped the gun and put some pictures out of your new uniforms, what kind of goes through your mind? And what was that whole process like? And ultimately, decided to put a little teaser image out for everybody.
There was a leak? Are you kidding me? Yeah, we did see that and got huddled up really quick. Came up with a plan to sort of address it straight on. We had Nico and Tank in the uniforms. And
much better models.
Much better models. It looks a lot better on them. They're excited to put them on and show them off, and we're excited for the fans to see those. But just felt it was the right thing, you know, just to be transparent and come on out straight on and address it.
That's you couldn't let that hang out there. Right. I mean, there's no way you can let that. He wasn't even in uniform code. His socks were not all the way up. I mean, it was not right. We had to get it right.
Okay, there's a lot here. There really is a lot there. It's hilarious, first of all, because she's Hannah.
Much better models.
She's Hannah. Yeah.
Much better models.
She'll tell you what she thinks, which we all like about her. But there's also, like, did she not know? Did they not tell them, like, these were going to be the models? Did they not, like, how did this happen? Did someone's head roll on this?
No. Yeah. Well, they ended up looking good in this.
Because of Cal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think they got to do? Run the models by them?
Yeah. This is a big thing.
But the thing is, these models wasn't supposed to get out. Nobody was supposed to see these models outside.
Yeah,
the people.
But it's still what you were laughing.
I really
you
wish were they, laughing. I swear they were recording us. I really wish they could just send me my reaction when those models came out. But yeah, I don't think anyone's head roll. I think they were.
Well,
pleased.
No, I don't think anybody's.
I think they were
but...
pleased with the process, and quite frankly, I think the leak made them look better.
Ultimately,
Cal looked better.
Ultimately, Cal, yes. But like, if I'm the owner or the CEO at that time of a team, and they're like, "We're gonna have these models," I kind of want to see what this looks like.
Why?
Because of something like
they'd already seen them with the players.
Because something like this might happen.
But, yeah, but if it was supposed to be behind the scenes, it really don't matter, I guess. Because it wasn't like they was going to be all in the video and stuff.
It mattered to the people that they wanted to be saying, yeah, hey, what a great look. Except for that little guy right there with the tube socks.
And the necklace.
And the shell necklace. No, that
much better models.
I said this before. I've said this before, so I'm not going to harp on it too much. But they screwed this whole thing up.
They're fine. It's forgotten.
No, it's forgotten. They're
right?
fine.
Right? It's done.
Yeah. And people are now looking forward to the next reveal. But
23rd, right?
I hope sooner, but yes, it's scheduled for the 23rd.
So they're going to keep that going. Yeah.
Okay. I hope next week.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be cool, but
yeah.
I think 23rd is when it's popping, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's the original plan.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
By the way, how's that buzz building from all the people that got a sneak peek?
What do you mean?
There's none. There's none. Nobody's saying anything. You know, that was the whole plan. That's why I think they, you know.
What are the plan for what? For the leak?
For the reveal and okay. Everybody pumping it up. Like, yeah. Oh, we saw them and they're fire and all this. You're not seeing that because they told you to not say anything. And so people aren't saying anything. They want you to say, we can't tell you what they look like, but they're white hot. You know, they're really, really cool. That's why I said yesterday. And
can you do me a favor? Can you just describe, just practice, can you describe the current home uniforms? No, I just want you to. Just has nothing to do with it, but can you describe the current home uniforms?
Deep steel blue jersey.
Okay.
A blue helmet.
Okay.
With the original Texans logo.
Okay.
White pants.
Okay.
With some piping.
Okay.
Liberty white, by the way.
Okay.
Battle red, by the way, is okay. The piping.
Okay.
Yeah, that's about it.
Okay. Yeah. I just wanted to get that description.
Those are the original uniforms.
Okay. Yeah. Just asking.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you.
Can you describe the new ones?
The new ones?
No,
I cannot.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
I cannot. I cannot. Can you describe the old ones again, though?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Battle, all blue, deep steel blue uniform, jersey.
Okay. Okay.
Little red piping on the Liberty white pants.
Okay.
And the original logo on the helmet.
Okay. What color is the helmet?
Blue.
Okay. Yeah, those are the old blue. Ones. Those are the old ones.
Those are the old ones.
Just so y'all know. I can't describe the new ones.
Yeah.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Shout out to Hannah McNair. The model will live on. Forever. Absolute effing legend.
Yes, he is.
Astros play baseball tomorrow. Very, very different feel. It's an exciting feel, but it's a different feel from what we're used to. Let's see if Adam Spillane is catching that baseball fever next.
The Astros are playing baseball, Rockets in the playoffs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.